sans toi la vie était si difficile. Je vivais dans le brouillard. Avant toi je n'avais pas d'avenir, mais tu m'as redonné la voix. Le ciel a réalisé mon impossible, il a fait chavirer mon cœur. Je n'ai pas toujours su comment le dire. Habibi, tu es mon âme sœur. Ce qui ne nous tue pas nous rend plus forts. Nous avons surpassé nos peurs. Chercher à savoir qui a raison ou tort. Et chaque cicatrice font de nous de vrais héros. Nous avons surmonté tous nos caprices et recommencé à zéro. Ce qui ne nous tue pas nous rend plus forts. Nous avons remporté nos guerres. Chercher à savoir qui a raison ou tort fait que notre amour se perd. Habibi, Habibi, yeah. Habibi, oh mon amour. Habibi, Habibi, yeah. Je chante Alhamdulillah. Habibi, Habibi, yeah. Habibi, oh mon amour. Habibi, Habibi, yeah. Je chante
with your song Habibi. What can you tell me about that one?
Habibi, that's also my husband's favorite song. I lived in Morocco for a few years, and I made like an effort to learn the language because I love languages so much, and I feel like if I could sing in any language, like I would do it. Like I just feel like there's beauty in every language, and I love that. So, Habibi means my love in Arabic, but the Arabic from Morocco, because there's different versions. And I thought I would write this song about my husband, but the more general idea was about relationships and how sometimes we face challenges, and these challenges can destroy us and, you know, and break the couple and break the relationship. But if we can look past these differences, whatever it is, if we could look past that and remember the first commitment, then we're able to succeed and win this war. We all have different wars, little wars that we fight. And that's what the song is about.
It's hard to list all your accomplishments in a quick interview, so I'm just going to touch a few highlights. As we've mentioned, you've already won 2 Western Canadian Music Awards. You've performed extensively around the world, including in Marseille, in LA, and you were also on La Voix, which is Quebec's version of The Voice, and your song, Let It Be, which was performed with Yama Laurent, was not only declared the best of all performances, but was even called sensational by Sir Paul McCartney himself, which is amazing. And
it was.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was amazing. Like, I remember when I heard that, I don't know if I was driving or something, but I almost like had to park to gather my emotions, because I was screaming. I was excited. I called Yama. I was like, can you believe this? Is that a joke? You know, I was all over the place.
It's just fantastic. With such an impressive list of accomplishments already, what is your next goal musically?
I think right now I really want to focus on developing the album and see where it can go. And especially right now, we're trying to find a way to create concerts, so content that we'll be able to present to people in spite of the pandemic, because as we know, we're all confined. So we're trying to find ways to get that music out and encourage people. And I think the what's in my mind, or what I always wanted to do as an artist, is to encourage other artists like me, and female, and from Africa, I would say, with an African background, because it can be hard. It was hard for me when I started in Winnipeg, and as a Francophone, there was no role model here that I could really look up to. So I really had to make my own luck, if I can say, but with, of course, the encouragement of the people who believed in me. But still, there was no Black African woman, Francophone, here that I could see as a mentor. So I really had to believe with the partners, like what they said, encouraged. And then I made my way all the way to here. So I always want my story to be an encouragement to anybody who shared the same story like me. For example, you came into a country and you love music, you do music, but you feel like maybe you're too different, or maybe your style is not, like, you're the only one doing this style. Is anybody going to listen? Or maybe it looks too, you know what I mean? All these insecurities, I just want to be someone who can encourage with my story.
That's so important, and especially to find that kind of support. Where can we find you online to keep track of what you are up to?
Yeah, people can go on my website, kellybadeau.com, and also on my social media, Kelly Badeau Music. That's my music page. And I'm on Instagram as well. And like I say, I'm trying to work out like a scenario where we can offer performances, virtual performances. I've done a few actually this summer and in the fall, and with my album release, but I'm hoping to have better content for next year. And people can find me there, email me. I'm a very approachable person. I receive emails from people, and we talk about life, so feel free to email me and we can connect like that.
That's wonderful. I'd like to take us out with your song, Mama Hey. What was the inspiration for that one?
Mama Hey is a song that I wrote, I would say, out of frustration. And it always feels like you write great song when you're frustrated sometimes. And I was a little bit frustrated because I'm originally from Côte d'Ivoire, which is West Africa. And I looked at my country, I looked at other countries in Africa, and I thought, you know, most politicians, when they want to get elected, they have all these messages, and they're so positive, and they say things that they will be, you know, helping the people and fighting for the people. And once they're elected, though, somewhere they get lost. I don't know why, I don't know what's the reason, but they get lost, and sometimes it's hard to understand some of the directions, some of the decisions they make, and it's hard to know if the people are heard. So I thought about that, and I wrote this song wondering to myself, can we hope for a better, you know, future, like for people who really care and who will be able to make a difference, you know, because we say that every year and it seems that it doesn't change. So it's a song that's halfway between hoping for a change and wondering if there can be a change. So that's why I was kind of frustrated when I wrote it.
I think it echoes what so many people are feeling all over the world. Kelly, I can't get enough of listening to this album. It's absolutely glorious. Thank you so much for talking with me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much for having me. I really encourage everybody in these weird times, and I just want to say we'll get through it. We'll get through it.
Mama, 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 mama,
elle était belle et souveraine. Berceau de toute l'humanité. La brume caressait ses ailes comme un élan de liberté. Sa couronne elle a échangé pour des morceaux de verre brisé. Tout au royaume dispersé, comment retrouver la paix? Je n'ai pas tort de rêver. Encore, 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 encore. Dites-moi que le meilleur est à venir. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ma 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 hey. Ma 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 hey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ma 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 hey.
Elle a cru en toutes les promesses, vaines et pleines d'avidité. Les façons de faire des hommes d'hier seront bientôt dépassées. Il n'est pas interdit d'espérer. Sur cette terre, rien n'est éternel. Je n'ai pas tort de rêver. je n'ai pas.